people are lost. They've lost their foundation. They've lost their ability to even want to make decisions. They don't love you. They love you loving them. And that's where these politicians are. We want you serving us. We don't care about you. If people really cared about you, they'd tell you the truth. They'd allow you freedom that you can make up your own decisions. Truth should decide what's good or bad. Truth should decide our future. And if people would allow truth to come to the top, all of these people will fall away. And so
if you have not been looking at C60 as a means to significantly improve your health and your immunities, you should be. Here's why. First, a strong and healthy immune system is your body's first defense. And for those with a strong immune system, your body will adequately fight illnesses without medical intervention. Second, C60 is safe. As long as you're taking a high quality C60 with no added fillers or solvents. Third, C60 is the best means of removing free radicals from your body that exist. It's at least 200 times better at this function than vitamin C and any other antioxidant. This is the magic. When you free up your body's resources from fighting free radicals, they then can focus their attention on healing. Every person has different needs, but the magic begins when your body can start to heal. So now it becomes clear, you need the best free radical fighter that exists, and that is C60 with flaxseed oil and curcumin. Go to sarahwestall.com/shop and learn more about why this formula is so powerful. Also available by diffuser with ultra refined C60 oil to safely get directly into your lungs. It's also the best way to help your family pets by just being in the same room. Be sure to read the research and, of course, use the current coupons to save money when you buy. Patrons also receive a 10% discount. You can find that code at patreon.com/sarahwestall. Remember, keeping you and your family safe is the most important thing you can do. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have the great Sherry Edwards coming back to the program. For those of you who do not know Sherry by now, she is incredible. I suggest that you look at some of the first shows I did with her and some of her background, but she was born with a mutation where she can hear hundreds of times better than anyone else. So she can hear when you're lying. She can hear all sorts of stuff. She's just absolutely amazing. She's been researched by many labs, government labs. She's had multiple PBS specials about her. She's just an amazing person, but we have a packed show. She does an analysis of Donald Trump's vocal print. She hasn't done that yet, and she does a deep analysis of that. I think everybody wants to hear that. And we also get into other characters such as Lynn Wood, Nancy Pelosi again, Mitch McConnell, many people. And I think you'll really like the show. But before we get into the show, I need to talk about some stuff. Some things happened to me. Just this week, I had my Twitter, my Patreon, and my website all get shut down. And we are in a clear cyber war, and I am being focused on. I'm viciously being attacked. Everyone knows my YouTube platform has gone down, and I've been able to successfully rebuild, and subscribers have found me on my three video platforms that I'm on right now, Rumble, Odyssey, and BitChute. And it's been doing really well. Also, my podcasts have been doing really well, but taking down my website has really affected my podcast. So luckily, GoDaddy, I was able to arrange to be able to transfer my domain name, because I owned the domain name. I owned it well before I transferred it to GoDaddy. So I am able to transfer it now out of the company. They gave me 48 hours before they will suspend the account again. That was a federal crimes unit of GoDaddy. I still have no idea what I've done wrong. All I did was get an email confirmation that they will give me 48 hours. So I have done that. And right now I do have .org and .net. SarahWestall.org is where I've been sending people in the interim here over this week. But .com, sarahwessel.com, will be back up soon. And what will happen is sarahwessel.net, sarahwessel.org, and sarahwessel.com will all work. But the good news is my feed to my podcast channels will be working again. And so that is great news. The other bad news I have is Patreon shut me down. I did put out a notice to all of my Patreon subscribers. They are suspending my account because of my behavior, not just on Patreon, but my online behavior all around. I guess I support the wrong person. I supported Donald Trump because I thought he was the one telling us the truth, and the actions that I saw from him as far as taking down the pedophile networks and not lying to us on a continual basis and actually doing things. He hasn't started a war in over, he's the first president in over four decades that hasn't started a new war. I mean, things like that. You look at the actions, that's what you have to look at. And so I was supporting Donald Trump. And that's the worst thing you can possibly do nowadays. And so I'm also very much considered a QAnon follower. And for those of you who watch my shows, listen to my podcast, you know that I'm not an avid QAnon follower. I look at everything as a point of data, point of information. That's one source of information. And I don't like to follow any one thing too much. I'm very concerned about misinformation. I don't know what's good, what's bad all the time. And so I look for multiple sources. I look for confirmation. Of course, I've interviewed people who adamantly follow QAnon. I'd like to hear what they have to say. I also supplied a chapter of the QAnon, The Great Awakening, in their book, and it, reached number one in 16 different categories on Amazon. And mine was about blackmail and pedophilia, which is the big deal, one of the main things they focus on. So I am suddenly all about Q in their mind. But I got to tell you, Rolling Stone did a big hit piece on me and a few other people. And it, of course, it coincided with my website going down. So I'm pretty sure it was arranged with them. I would like to think there are some magazines and outlets out there that are legit, but it appears that there are few and far between. And that is very sad, learning that. But they did a hit piece on me. I had a hit piece last year by Mother Jones. It is what it is. I know that the more you're over the target, the more you're going to have hit pieces on you. And I'm not going to stop. I'm going to present the truth the way I see it and do the best I can. That's my promise to everyone. I am exhausted, I got to tell you the truth, trying to recover from the hits that I took this week. And you know what? I think that I'm going to come out the other side much stronger and better for it. And I think overall we all will, because we're seeing a mass movement away from YouTube and away from these establishment tech companies. And everyone's becoming stronger. Yeah, they're really working hard dealing with their infrastructure issues. They're having to beef up. They're having to do all these things. But they're all getting stronger. And I think we're going to be stronger in the long run. This is very difficult for all of us. It's a pain in the butt for all of us, I know. But in the long run, we're all going to be stronger for it. So there is a silver lining to this madness. And we just have to keep pushing and demanding truth, demanding what's right, demanding the stop the corruption. We need to take our country back. No matter who's in office, no matter what's going on, we unite and we stand together. They can't do this. They can't. That's what they're most afraid of. They're afraid of us uniting. They are very fearful of us uniting, because that's the one thing they can't shut down. So I just can't stress that enough. But thank you for everybody who has supported me. I have had so many nice emails. I've had so much support over this past week. And I want to thank each and every one of you that has done that, that's shared my work, that has helped get the word out. I can't thank you enough, because you are really helping this cause, and everybody that's involved with this, you're really helping out a lot. You're doing your part. And thank you so much for that. And before I get into this interview, I want to tell you about a friend of mine who helped me get my website back up. His name is John Dugan. He's a great guy. He's a whistleblower. I've interviewed him many times. He's done some great work himself, exposing criminals and helping people. But he has a site now that's called 1776 Chat. And it's an open forum for people, free, no censorship forum for people to be able to chat and be able to communicate back and forth. He's had a lot of really good people up on there. He's told me that's Red Pill 78 has been up there and many other people. So I invite you to go check it out. It's 1776.chat. So go check that out just to do me a favor. He's the one that helped me get my sarahwestall.com, and I owe him, and he's a great guy. So please check that out. So let's get into my interview with Sherry Edwards. And I want to tell you that we talk about a lot of files and a lot of things. And those files are always available on her website. And I will also include them on the show page for the show, which you can find at sarahwestall.org. And very soon, sarahwestall.com again. And so you'll be able to find all the files that we talk about today, the vocal prints and the information that she has. So let's get into this interview with Sherry Edwards.
Hi, Sherry. Welcome back to the program.
It's great to be here. I got exciting stuff to share.
Well, a lot of listeners are very anxious to hear what you think about a lot of things. With things going on, nobody knows who to trust, and they trust you. They trust what you come up with, and it's time for you to help us understand where some of these people are coming from. I know you have Biden. I know you have Nancy Pelosi. I know you have others. Do you want to start with Biden? Because I think that one is, it's pretty telling.
Well, Biden is just a puppet, and they're going to get rid of him soon, I'm pretty sure. This is far-fetched, but if they get rid of Biden and Harris moves up, then Nancy will get her wish to be vice president. She'll probably knock off Harris then. When you look at Nancy Pelosi's speeches in the last few days, they tell you who's whipping the horses and who's got the reins. Pelosi is running this scheme for somebody. And I have an idea who that is.
And who do you think it is?
Look at who they're attacking right now. They're attacking Israel. Who is enemies of other Israel? I think several countries, actual countries, together and decided to be taken down a few notches. And I think there's several countries behind this that are trying to kill off America so America can't protect themselves or anybody else in the world.
I would guess, and it's not even really a guess because I've seen so much information and data, that it's a combination of the City of London, which is the globalist bankers, which is it's globalist. It's in England, but it's the City of London because that's the financial center, but they're the globalists. And it's also China, using China as a tool. And then there's probably other ones as well, like Italy and some other countries, but it's pretty much those two. And globalists are the power brokers.
And some Eastern companies, think are in there.
Yep.
When you listen to Nancy Pelosi's speech yesterday, it was vile. Even her own people asked her to correct it or take it down. But we took one little sentence. It breaks my heart. What's the division that's happening? That she kept saying that. This breaks my heart. We took that one sentence and took it apart. What she is really saying is, I am God, you are nothing. And she's talking to the people. She's talking to her own group that she instructed. We had this on one of your shows. She instructed her own constituents and followers how to get a lie across and make it seem real. You must get to your publications. You must censor. You must keep people apart. And you hear Biden up there saying, oh, we're going to do this for the blacks and the Latinos and the illegal aliens. We're going to do all this, pitting people against each other. What I've done in the last few days, all these files, there's one consistent thing. Divide and conquer. Make people mad at each other. Piss everybody off so they can't cooperate. That's her intention. Not only that, but to make it so Trump cannot run again. We talked about this on the show too. I see Trump as the gunslinger. He comes in, he cleans up the dirt. And the more he gets rid of the greedy people in charge, the more price they put on his head. They have done a thorough job of trying to kill off Trump. And I feel people out there wanting to support Trump and they don't know how.
Well, isn't there a backlash amongst their own people? Because it's just they've overplayed their hands on so many levels with the censorship they've gone too far on, because even the most liberals believe in free speech.
Well, I saw a thing this morning. $18 billion have been lost by Google and Twitter for what they're trying to do to Trump.
I thought it was $50
billion. Was it 50?
Yeah, I thought it was 50.
I can't keep track, but we are their product. And that's one of the things I want to talk about. Get rid of, cut off your support for the people who are selling your information to make a buck to their pocket. And Trump wants to stop that. And that's why they want to stop him. So anybody who's censoring you, sabotaging you, let's get together as a group. And I have a whole list for you of what we can do as people. When I talk to the people, they're disheartened, they're upset, they feel helpless, they have no hope. I want to put that power back into the hands of the people, and we're going to give you information on how to do that, including some on coronavirus. That's kind of unbelievable.
Okay, well, can we start with Biden's vocal print then? Bring that up and show us. And I'll bring it up for the people to see, but tell us what you came up with Biden.
Okay, Biden is one of the ones I did not bring with me here, but he has no foundation. He's following somebody else's rules and what they want. He is very concerned about his own health. I'm concerned about his health, and so does his wife. He has vascular inefficiency, which means that they could control him through food and medication and do away with him anytime he wants.
Anytime they want, yep.
Yeah. How they, meaning Pelosi and the gang and her ilk, how they think people care about or will support Biden is beyond me. He can't string words together. And I just saw a video online of Biden touching little girls inappropriately. How can we tolerate that?
Yeah, I agree with you.
And it's divide and conquer. If they can make us fight each other, we're not fighting them. So that's the number one thing we need. Come together. You may have differences, but let's learn to respect the differences. That's what America was based on. That's why we left England. Taxation,
exactly.
No representation. And we're going right back there.
Well, let's, since you don't have Biden's, I know you have a couple of Pelosi's. Let's go to Pelosi. You also have Mitch McConnell when he discusses impeachment.
I want to tell people about Trump. Trump looks really good. There's no reason to worry about him unless somebody gets to him and kills him. But he is emotional about people's rights. He's multitasking. He's seeing everything from all sides. He has a voice very similar and a bit stronger than Ron Paul. And Ron Paul is one of the most honest people I have ever done an evaluation for. And I did it when he was in Congress, when Congress was giving themselves the right to murder people as domestic terrorists without going through police or anything. So I want to assure people that Trump's all right, even though the timeline is not good. And
his vocal print is very balanced.
Yes.
He has a 70 on the D. What does that mean?
A D is self-approval, and you can see through his chart, he has every octave filled, which means that he's looking at self-approval from many perspectives, many levels. But his ego is also there in all levels, but it's small. it never even reaches half size.
What's the ego one?
As a strong foundation.
What number is the ego?
C, the note of C.
Okay, yep.
But he is frustrated that he's not allowed to get his words out.
This should
not be tolerated. What's free speech? Wasn't it because people couldn't object to what the government was doing was one of the reasons we want free speech? We are entitled to free speech. And they say there's no flaw.
It's our number one amendment for a reason.
Yes. And you look at the link that I put on this file. It is Trump's information to the people. And he gives the fraud examples. I don't remember which state. But 250,000 more people voted than were registered to vote. How can they dismiss that as not fraud? So somebody...
Yeah, I know.
The evidence is there and people will not listen. We are being censored. We cannot tolerate it. And, you know, with Google, Google's making money on us. Without us being their patrons, they wouldn't have anything to sell. The same with these platforms and media. Drop off their payment list. Don't advertise with it. We are in control here. We're thousands. No, they're thousands. We're millions. We control this because we are giving money to people who are censoring and sabotaging us. Stop doing that. We're going to give you a list of what we are talking about stopping to do before we get to the end of this.
They're railroading us and they're forcing us to just accept BS. And that is what's causing a lot of fear and a lot of hopelessness, is because all of a sudden people feel they're... what they believe does not match with what they're being, you know, showed everywhere. And it's really creating fear, and people are worried.
Let's get rid of the fear. I think the biggest fear right now, they don't know who to believe, and this corona trash, and you've got people out there pushing it, but we need to take some responsibility. They've upped the fine to $1,000 if you're caught out in New York and without a fine.
And without a mask.
And you can go to a bar, but not a church. Let's get together as a very large group and say no more. And we can start locally. Go to your local elected official, see what their voting record is, and quit supporting these people who are sabotaging you. That's one of the things that's on our 10 lists of things to do. Start locally. Start there with your school. There is no reason, scientifically, that kids can't go to school, with the exception of the teachers won't show up. It's the teachers' union that is a problem. And I'll tell you a story. My daughter is a high mucky-muck in the school systems in Michigan. And she wants to open her schools, and their governor is saying, you can't, because we can't get vaccines in here. We control the temperature enough to get vaccines. Well, my son works for a company that's doing some very specialized work, even involving the space station for low temperatures. So the two of them got together and said, hey, we have an answer to your problem of needing these very low temperatures. They shut them out. They wouldn't listen.
That's because it's not about getting the kids back in school. It's not about the vaccines. They have another agenda. That's why.
They don't want an answer. Here's another fear. We had somebody here working for us and she couldn't breathe. And so we gave her our frequencies for breathing. And she went to get tested. She had COVID. But in 20 minutes, we had her up and breathing. We want to give those frequencies to the people so they don't have to be fearful anymore that they're going to get sick. Now, I can only tell you the story. But it gets worse. Her dad got COVID. He went to a veterans hospital. She shared her experience of what she could do with these sounds. And they would not allow her to provide sound like music to her father in a veterans hospital. They don't want a cure. Who is they? Big Pharma? Big Pharma? Big money? People who are making the decisions. And by the way, we did Fauci, and he has a hidden agenda also about what is this. We need to take self-responsibility, and in numbers we can do that, but not about this helter-skelter stuff that happened at the Capitol. But I think that was Antifa and people sent in there to cause problems.
Yep, that was. Do you have any prints on that?
We just have some of Pelosi's. There's a letter.
Yeah, I'd love to analyze, see that. What do you got with her?
It was a letter that they found during that riot on her laptop that was to the Portland mayor. And
yes,
can you read the letter? It's to Tim Wheeler. I mean, it is incredible and perfect, in perfect alignment with Pelosi's vocal print. This is the letter that they claim was found on her laptop. Do you see it?
What says, this one's to Mr. Wheeler.
Yes.
There's one, but it's from her. It's from her. Okay, there's one to Keating. Dear Mr. Keating, enclosed are the autographed photographs that you requested. Thank you for your continued interest. And then there's another one. Dear Mr. Wheeler, I have seen your response to the riots in your city, and I am urging you to stick to the proven Democratic playbook. I would like to review this with you now. One, deny there is a problem. Press will support this. Two, refer to everything as peaceful and calm. Press will help here also, which was a lie. Three, when all hell breaks loose, go on camera and show your support for anybody breaking the law. Press will praise you for this. You will be a new hero. Trust me.
He did. He marched with them.
When you can no longer keep any order, blame Trump. I cannot overemphasize number four. This has worked every time we have used it. And again, the press has told me they will support and fact check any claim we make. This is political gold. Number five, go on television and condemn Trump and refuse any assistance. We cannot give Trump any victory before the election. That's exactly what they did. I mean, exactly. I wouldn't. That's exactly what they did.
She is so arrogant. She's putting it out there. That other letter is there only to verify the signature of this one.
What did you do the vocal print that you have on this file? That was when she talked about
attempting to defend her statement that she was not going to pass the stimulus because that would give Trump a victory. And she didn't give a rat's behind about the people.
She just does it for pure political reasons.
Vengeance.
Ooh, is that what it comes out as?
It's what it comes out. A great need for controlling people with physical issues and planning for the outcomes of physical issues. Corona, keep people in their house. Where on earth is it allowed to keep a perfectly healthy person sequestered and quarantined? That's idiocy that we allow that. Get together with your neighbors.
Exactly.
Get groups together. There needs to be a leader of this whole campaign of what we need to do. She did a notice to the press and to her constituents that said, this is how we get a lie across. We put it out and we know it's a lie. But we give it to you. You give it to the press. The press has agreed to print it. And voila, the people believe it. We are.
That's exactly what she does.
We are. Yep. And it's right in her vocal print. There is a great deal of ego in her print. And it's from a mental perspective. I love going back to, this breaks my heart. This breaks my heart. And her printout is, I'm God, you're nothing. People should know that she is manipulating them, and they're doing it by controlling the press. Let's get rid of the press that isn't telling the truth. I talked to some young people from school. They didn't even know what was really going on. Examine the evidence yourself. The link to Trump's speech at the beginning of the information we give, he lays it all out. He tells 20,000 dead people voted. And then the Supreme Court says, there's no evidence. My husband said, there's no evidence. I said, you're taking somebody else's word for it. Look yourself, evaluate it yourself.
Well, most of it was computer stuff. Yeah. I mean, it's not, there was fraud everywhere. It was the ballots. It was the ballot stuffing. It was the dead people voting. It was voting multiple times. Then the computer algorithm. It was, Trump won in such a landslide that they fixed it from every single direction. But there was so much computer fixing. I think they fixed elections all over the country. It wasn't just Trump's.
Yes.
That's what the analysis is coming back with, that it's just a fixed thing all over the place. It's very sad. But what did you come up with McConnell?
Well, over the weekend, we heard from officials in Italy that there was a woman who...
Maria Zach.
Yes, and they will not let it into the American media.
Oh, I know. The video, I put her interview up on my BitChute, and it's getting quite a bit of views. The reason I did that is because it's being removed everywhere. Facebook is removing it. YouTube is removing it. So I put it up on my BitChute and said, screw it. You guys are going to remove this. I'm putting it up. I do that whenever I see anything that's really, really censored, and it's really important. So people can go there and listen to it. But yeah, you're absolutely right. There's a blackout on information. Also, the Vatican was blacked out this weekend. There looks like there was a shootout that occurred at the Vatican. I don't know exactly what really happened. Everybody, my sources don't know yet. Nobody's telling me exactly what. There's a lot of rumors and things. But it looks like the good guys were trying to take down the bad guys. And I hope they succeeded. And we'll see. But there was video of actual shooting going on.
I'll see if I can find something about that. You know, we need to quit going to Google to look up anything. Go to DuckDuckGo. They don't trace you. And without Google being able to trade on what we're looking up, they're dead in the water about informing anybody about anything. So BitChute, you're saying? Mike Adams has a great site, the DuckDuckGo. Is there a list that you can put up where people can change over to these other?
Well, I'm on multiple platforms. I'm on Rumble. I'm on BitChute. I'm on Odyssey. Odyssey's great. It has my entire library. There's also Gab. People are moving to Gab. I was on Parler, but Amazon took Parler down. We'll see if it goes back up. I'm trying to get on Clout Hub, but Clout Hub, a lot of these places are growing so fast, they have to add servers so they can keep up with it, which is fine. I'm just going to be patient with that as they, upgrade, beef up their infrastructure. But those are the ones I'm on. I'm also on sarahwestall.tv, which has all my videos on there as well. So my public videos they can hear, plus I have my exclusives up there. So yeah, there's a lot of places people are going. There is more too, like Minds. I'm going to try to get on that. There's a lot more that we can start promoting that isn't YouTube, that's not Google, that's not these big companies. We have to get away from them. But let's get back into these...
I want to add one more thing to that.
Go ahead. Go.
They took down Trump's speech, beautiful speech, presented the evidence, but they left up this filth that Maxine Waters accosts these Trump people, kill Trump, assassinate Trump. They kept that up. They are being hypocritical. They need to go. We are their power. We're their product that they're selling. Let's get together, get away from them so they don't have any.
I agree with that 100%.
You asked me about McConnell.
Yes.
From what he said on the Senate floor, he's an absolute traitor.
I'm not surprised.
But I look at his print, and he's doing nothing more than trying to keep a neutral position. He's just covering his butt. He's multitasked. He's somewhat like Trump in his printout, but not quite as good at it. Most of his energy is in control naive. So he's just protecting his butt. He lacks foundation. The theme of his vocal print is control of information for a purpose. He's a minority leader now, so he has to suck up, and that's exactly what he's doing.
Is he blackmailed or is he controlled by somebody else?
Yes, he is controlled. There's a lack of foundation at the bottom. That's indication that he's following somebody else's lead.
Okay.
He's smart enough to know that whoever wins, he's going to have to kiss their butt.
You know, when you look back at Trump's, he has the very bottom row. What do the ones mean?
It's from his last speech where he was telling the truth, trying to get the information. He's really concerned. You can see his note at the E. There's an 18 under control, but the more you go upward and him sharing the information, the numbers get smaller. He's very, very concerned about censorship, not only for him, but his family. People are throwing out the Constitution. I want to encourage people to go online and get a copy and read it and see what your rights are. And there's so many of us that voted for Trump that Harris said, we know who you are and we're coming to get you. You won't get a loan. You won't get any jobs. That's savagery. Annihilation.
Well, it's coming from Harris. That's what's scary. It's coming. It's not just some extreme people in their party. It's people who are at the top, which is scary.
It's annihilate the enemy. That's savagery.
Yes. It's this extreme Marxist technocracy group. Now, Trump's has a 70, and I don't think you told me what that was. It's a 70 on top and a 1 on the bottom. What does that mean? And the D.
In the D.
The D sharp.
D sharp. 70 is in a bit of naive. Even Trump does not believe the thoroughness that they went after him on every angle. And this was a good job, excellent job, in how to annihilate someone. You can look at it in any history and see that it doesn't work.
It's still a low naive because I've seen hundreds on people like AOC and stuff. So it's not like he's really naive. Okay, and then what's the one on the bottom mean?
That's his foundation of the D and D sharp is about self-approval. I think he's beaten himself up a bit that he didn't do enough to protect the people.
Oh, okay. But it shows that he's not being controlled.
He is not being controlled by an outside source. He's very hard on himself. He wants to protect the people. As I said, I see him as the gunman, the gunslinger. He's going to go in and protect people, but he's going to pay the price. And that's what those low numbers are about.
As awful as that sounds, it is kind of what you want a leader to be.
Yeah. And the more they have to lose, the more they'll go after him. They're losing their reputation, their livelihood, their jobs, their money. People are afraid, especially those ones involved in rituals and abusing children, abusing the people. All the laws should be equally applied, and that's not happening.
Oh, that's very clear. Well, let's go after Lynn Wood then, because he has a pretty good vocal print as well.
Good guy, a bit naive. He loves justice. And he said something that I've picked up. Truth should decide what's good or bad. Truth should decide our future. And if people would allow truth to come to the top, all of these people will fall away. And it's up to us to demand that truth come to the top, by getting rid of censoring, by holding people responsible, by not allowing them to lie, by looking at the facts and making our own decision and not taking somebody else's opinion. Somebody said to me, Atifa is just a name somebody made up. It's not even a group. How naive can they be when Atifa has taken responsibility for stuff?
Exactly.
This is just crazy.
So he's telling the truth because people were worried about whether he was telling the truth or not in general. But I'm glad he is because he's verifying most of what I've covered over the last 5 years. So it's another person coming out and sharing what a lot of I've been covering. How about this Chinese professor? I think this is a really good one. I know they kind of blacked out this video, but you were able to do a print on him.
Well, two of the things that Lynn Wood said, when the media takes an event and ignores it, you'd better look out. When the media takes something and censors it, go find it, because that's going to be your truth.
Exactly.
The lies are being broadcast. America needs to wake up. He has a strong, strong vocal print. It's mental. He can strategize. He would be great at strategizing how us to come together as a group and not be divided. That's the only thing that's going to save us. Maybe the military.
Yep. Yeah. We have to do it together. Although we are pretty close, we it's about 75% of the people voted for Trump because they see him trying to fight the bad guys. So that 75% is pretty good. Now we just have to not fight amongst ourselves. But the problem is a lot of those people just voted for him because they were Republican or something. And instead of voting, not everybody's fighting this cause. I'd like to know what that breakdown is. I guess that's an analysis I got to do aside from this. But
well, listen to what Harris said. We're going to get Trump and then we're coming after you, his supporters. You watch out. They want to annihilate his supporters. Where in the Constitution is that allowed? Where in the heart of America is that allowed?
The Marxist one.
Yes. Kill your enemy is her.
Yes.
Is her thing. Maybe not with a gun, but kill them until they have nothing to eat, can't support their family.
They were supporting Antifa, and she was raising money for them and bailing them out of prison, and they were killing police officers and destroying companies, businesses. And this was minority businesses.
And go back to who's putting them up to it. Pelosi through Tim Wheeler and the other mayors of these cities.
Yep. And then the globalists behind that. And
somebody's behind Pelosi.
The globalists.
Yeah. They're blackmailing her.
She's being blackmailed.
Oh yeah. There's five of them being blackmailed. Think of this. One of the things.
Wait a minute. Who are the five being blackmailed? And then tell us what to think of this. Continue with that. You can't just throw out there's five being blackmailed and then move on. You got to say with
Pelosi,
the five are.
Romney, Biden, Kerry. Is that five?
There's more, I think, than the four the five that you said.
Yes, but.
But those are the five that are in front.
Yes.
Let me see. Pelosi, Kerry, Biden.
Romney.
Romney and McConnell, maybe?
I don't think McConnell, way back then. We had it on your show, and I said these five are.
I still think he is, because otherwise I don't understand why he's doing what he's doing.
He's just covering his butt.
That's it? He's a creep then. All he cares about is himself?
Yes, he's covering his flank.
What a creep.
He knows he's going to have to work with whoever wins. But when
creep.
Yeah, when we begin to look at, I've lost my train of thought here. Oh, when these people who are supporting this, and I think it's several countries, and I think Soros has a lot of money in the pot, as soon as they win and get in control, they will start killing off the leaders that helped them because they're just in the way and they're not needed anymore. Watch it happen.
Yes, I believe you're right. That's the playbook.
Yep.
So what did this professor say? He's a Chinese professor, and he was shockingly honest in a speech he gave.
He stood up and said that China is managing all this. He's telling the truth. This is a Chinese emotional coup. They want America to go down so they can be the power in the world. There's a lot of control needs in his chart, but he is telling the absolute truth. And one of the things he's saying is we manipulate information. We control the people in America now with information, just like we do in China. Censorship, it must stop.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's just so true. I can't believe in the China. That must just be awful. I mean, think of what we're dealing with here, where it's so obvious they're lying, and they're lying about so many things. In China, those poor people have had to deal with it for decades.
Yeah, if it used to be, they killed it now, but used to be you can have one child. We want it to be a male, and we can dictate whether or not you have abortions. We can tie you down and do an abortion on you if we don't like how you're dealing with your family life.
God, it's just terrible. They wanted males because they wanted the money and stuff. But I was in China, and because they could only have one child, the girls are, the rural areas, males are more, males are more valued. But in the cities, which is a lot of people, the girls are very much valued. I think it's the culture has changed. That one child rule really has increased the value of girls, because parents that only have girls and grandparents only have girls, they work hard to make sure their girl gets the same benefits that anybody else does. And so I think it's equaled out the society pretty quickly. I noticed that when I was there. That was a really obvious thing.
Look at how we treat animals. We breed them when we want them to be bred. We take their children.
Oh, yes, I know.
We're being treated like animals. That's savagery.
Yes, we are.
Where did civility go? Listen to Nancy Pelosi's speech where she's saying, I'm God, you're nothing. It's absolutely vile.
That must be hard for you to listen to, because you can hear all the other tones. So you listen to the speech and you can hear what she really thinks. That would be an incredible, I mean, I can see, hear it in an abstract sense. You tell me, and it's more abstract for me. But for you, it's as if she's saying it just like she's just saying it. So it's pretty incredible.
She's doing it for a purpose. She has like 114 in the omnipotent level of ego.
Wow, that's high.
114. I'm God, and the rest of it's pretty empty. I'm God, you're nothing. She is one of the people that if she just poofed and disappeared, I wouldn't mind.
I think you're right. Okay, who else do you want to talk about before we get into coronavirus stuff?
Well, Fauci is out there with a story.
Yes, let's talk about Fauci.
Is he telling the truth as much as he thinks it? They could feed him information that says all people need to be painted green, and he'd do it. He's just what we call a brown noser. He's looking to stroke his own ego and be important. He's a people pleaser.
Oh, that's clear.
You know, there's genuine concern for the people, and they're going to be all right, but he's withholding information and not getting it to you. He's right-brained. Fantasy's high. You access information. They can't listen to him in any way. And I think he's one of the ones that's really pushing these abominations that are happening in New York. The guy can't make up his mind. He can go to a restaurant, but you can't. He can buy $900 wine, but you don't have groceries for your kids. And just shut up about it, because he's in control. He needs to be impeached. Maxine Waters, Pelosi, these people that are really defending lies and false media, they need to be impeached. We need to identify them and go after them.
Well, what do you think about the COVID camps? One thing I've learned, you know, I don't know if you've done Cuomo talking about the COVID camps or anybody talking about those COVID centers, but I have learned that the COVID centers in Canada, which are already in place and the legislation has already gone through, that they have over a dozen agencies. I thought it was 17, but over a dozen agencies involved with those centers, and not one is a health related industry. Well, it's all military and other types of. How can those be centers for the sick when not any health agencies involved? That tips you off as to what they're really doing.
And
that's their plan.
Trying to pass a bill now that if they think,
yes,
that you have COVID, if they think you're a health risk, they can sequester you and quarantine. If they think,
with the crappy testing that's at too high of a, and they can just make it up. We can see that. We know they do that. So now what are they going to be putting people in? This is very scary. So, okay, do you have anybody else before we move on? Because I know you have some really good information you want to share on COVID.
Well, Tony Bobulinski, he's the one that came out before the election and told the truth about Joe Biden, yes, and Hunter Biden, and he had the, yep, documentation, and that's what the Washington Post wanted to put out, and the Washington Times, was it? That
the Post.
And Google and all of them censored it. And, yep, people said afterwards, if they had known that, they wouldn't have voted for Biden.
Yep.
You know, he didn't need help. They just cheated it all. I want all this information to come out. And the only way it's going to come out is that we are strength in numbers.
Oh, yeah. That's, yep.
People are lost. They lost their foundation. They've lost their ability to even want to make decisions. And so if we come together, and this is just the beginning. One, don't allow yourself to be divided. Look at other people. Look at reconciliation. Respect other people's opinions. You don't have to kill somebody just because they disagree with you. And that's what they're trying to tell us. Those people needed, Trump supporters need to die. Number two, abandon the fake media news and platforms. They are selling our information. Get away from them. Take their product away from them. We have that power. Evaluate the evidence with truth and justice as your values. Antifa is real. Don't let anybody tell you it isn't. Go look on DuckDuckGo for the truth. Google won't tell you the truth. You look on Google and it says that letter from Nancy Pelosi to Ben Wheeler is a fake.
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't believe it. It's too much in line with her personality.
And you know what? It doesn't even matter if it's a fake or not, because it's exactly the actions that she did. It's like, yes. Well,
believe their words, not their actions. Support those who cannot be bought but could be silenced, like Lara Logan, Tucker Carlson, Hannity to a great degree, although some of the people on Fox are slipping.
I think I'm not a fan of Fox. I'm a fan of OAN. I think they're doing a good job. And I'm a fan of independent sources. I'm not a fan of any of Fox. I think Fox is a controlled outlet. So I recommend nobody watch Fox, because if they were legit, they'd be talking about the global reset. They'd be talking about bankers. They'd be talking about some bigger things, and they never do. So all they're doing is taking you away from actually looking at what's really going on. I think the independent sources, and AON is good, although they've covered some of the Great Reset and things like that. There isn't much out there that you can find on commercial outlets. You got to go to independent sources.
Yeah, Dan Wallace was bought when he did the presidential debate. He was an embarrassment.
Oh, yeah, he was terrible.
Number five, let truth and rule of law direct future equality for every citizen. And it's not happening. Maxine Waters can suggest that you get in the face of somebody and spit on them at a restaurant. But Trump can't say stand up for your rights or he's going to be.
She's done nothing for people. Her district is one of the poorest, most put out area. The people are suffering and struggling and she's done nothing. All she is a face and somebody out there pontificating and lying. If she cared, she'd be doing something for the people that she represents. She's full of crap. Okay, go ahead.
Can you guys write to Sarah and say, let's put this person on the list to get rid of for this reason. And let's put out the list that we want these people out of power. They do not have the right to make any decision. You know, when you love somebody and they start lying and cheating and distorting the truth, they don't love you. They love you loving them. And that's where these politicians are.
Yes.
We want you serving us. We don't care about you. If people really cared about you, they'd tell you the truth, they'd allow you freedom, that you can make up your own decisions. Yes.
Absolute. Amen with that.
6, work to get the kids back in school. There is no reason. And we published it on one of these papers. You can find it on DuckDuckGo. The idea of getting these kids back in school is incredibly important.
Yes, for many reasons. Their mental health is the biggest.
Well, just one little obvious thing. I see these kids, boys too, that their hair is way down their back. They can't even go get a haircut. But Nancy Pelosi can.
Yeah, I know.
And that lady in Seattle, I'm in the public eye. I need to get a haircut.
Yeah, I know.
7, evaluate local leaders. Follow their voting patterns. Get rid of the traitors or the ones that are not supporting you.
And don't, they gotta stop listening to what they say and pay attention to what they do and their actions. That is, actions say are way louder than words, and that's what speaks it. For you, that's a little different because you can tell what they really mean because you can read into things differently than the rest of us. But actions are the where it's at.
But it's all right there. It's all computerized. People can go look at any of these people and see who's telling the truth. We have classes, 2-day classes to teach you how to do this interpretation, and they're free. SoundHealthOptions.com. 8, know your rights. Get a copy of the Constitution and read it, especially the first 10 and the Bill of Rights. 9, challenge rules that are not just and equal for everyone. And 10, insist on health autonomy. They shouldn't force me to get a vaccine. And that's what they're saying, 100% vaccine, and then we can let you out of your house. That's Fauci's.
That's because they have different agenda with the vaccine.
Yeah. Don't let you out of your house and keep you off the internet. You can't conspire to fight against. Yep. And there are things on soundhealthportal.com under campaigns. You can go look at your diet, your muscles, your nutrition, your corona conflict status, so you can see what's going on in your own health and take some responsibility for your own health. Self-health is a great thing. People who don't feel well cannot fight. And corona certainly makes you tired and not feel well. So go look at the campaigns. It's free. They can't come at me and say, you shysted people or whatever. It's gathering data. And then we have the 3 people that we have helped reverse the breathing problems with corona. And we gave this information already. So it's together in a song that you can download and use as much as you want. It is free. It's worked.
Oh, excellent.
I can't say it's worked for corona because I'm not a medical person. But it's worked for 3 people who had corona.
But how do you know they had corona? Because so many people say that you can't isolate corona. Is it true you've been able to isolate it?
Well, the local health department gives away these free tests and says you have corona or not. But here's a story. of a friend who his university sent all their employees to get a corona test. They went, there was a lot of people there. They signed in. It took so long, he finally left. But his dean got a letter that said so-and-so has corona. He didn't even take the test.
That's what I mean. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. And so people, how do you know it's not just a strand of the flu, or if it's not just, I mean, there's something out there though, right? Because of the breathing issues and stuff. That's what you're saying is whatever that is, there is something out there that's different. And your music, your song helps with that breathing, helps with the overreaction, the cytokine storm that makes it hard for you to breathe. It calms that down, it sounds like, and yes, and opens up the pathways.
How many people have the common cold around the world for a year? This is nothing but control, and we can look at the math and see that it was constructed by mankind. Nature does not work in this way. This was deliberately done to control the population in an election year, so you could be totally screwed. Am I allowed to say that word?
Yeah, whatever. I heard somebody say screwed on the radio this morning, and she was a Fox News person. So I'm like, okay, well, I think that it was appropriate in context, and it was better than saying some of the harsher, the other words. But okay.
In this case, it's rape. Google is raping us. Twitter is raping us. They're coming in, taking everything that's ours and selling it.
Yes. Yep. I mean, well, it's worse than that. They're controlling our livelihoods and our speech and taking away, pretty much when you take away free speech, you take away everything, because yes, free speech is the foundation, of our Constitution. But okay, Sherry, anything else that you want to share before we wrap this up? Because I know you have classes. Do your spiel, tell people where they can reach you, and we'll go from there.
Pelosi started this by saying that on the congressional floor, people can't say mother, father, any gender ideas. If she can get that passed on the floor, she can make it so you can't say your own name. She will make a law and get away with it because the press will support her.
Yeah, but it's not only her. It's everybody that votes for it, too. All these idiots that go along with it. So the first thing she does is call herself a mother and a grandmother and a daughter. But yet you can't, I mean, I don't even, how do you even talk without, I gave birth to two kids. What does that make me? You know, I mean, it's so stupid. And I don't know why people are, it's not just her, it's all the idiots that also voted for it. Nobody pushing back. So they're getting what we deserve. And then all the idiots have voted them in again. I guess we get what we deserve if this is what we keep voting in. California is ready to crumble and die, but they keep voting in their same idiots. At some point, you got to take responsibility. And I think we did this time, and then they fixed it on us. And they've probably been fixing it for years. But I think we did this time, and that's why it was so blatant and so obvious. So we just got to keep doing that.
Well, there's hope.
There is hope.
Listen to Dan Crenshaw and Doug Collins. Most of them stood up on the floor, Senate floor and House floor, and said, we want truth. We want it to be dictated by truth and honesty and justice. They got lots of clapping, standing ovations. So there's some people there who know what it ought to be. We need to support those people and get rid of the rest of them. We have tools for you. We have a class that can teach you to do what we just went over here. It's a 2-day class. You can take it whenever you want. Sound Health Options. It's free. We also have a portal that can help you look at your bio diet, your digestion, your nutrients, your muscles, soundhealthportal.com, and that's free. We want to put the hands of your health back into your dominion so nobody can run you or threaten you about your health and what's going to be. Now, I'm working to decode the COVID vaccines. As soon as I do, we'll come back on Sarah's show and give you the antidotes for that. But we've given you software and classes and frequencies so that you can eliminate fear, because that's what they're depending on. If they can make you fearful of them, fearful of other people, they win.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Sherry. Thank you for sharing everything that you're sharing. You are invaluable to us, especially at this time of lies and deceit. So thank you so much.
Thank you for keeping this forum open.